What's the first fundamental of the New Testament? Jesus lived and died under the old covenant. That's right. The second one, anybody? Nobody understood Jesus while he was here. And the third one? John the Baptist was sent to the Jews only, and the fourth one is that Jesus was sent to the Jews only. Those fundamentals will never change. That's just basic stuff to help you understand the Gospels when you read them. Now, I think we stopped in the middle of chapter 9, right? Matthew 9:18. While he was saying these things to them, one of the rulers came and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter just now died, but come lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus rose up and his disciples and he followed him. And a woman who had suffered from bleeding for 12 years came up from behind and touched the tassel of his garment. For she said within herself, "If I just touch his garment, I'll be healed." And Jesus, turning about and seeing her, said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. Then when Jesus entered the ruler's house, he saw the flute players and the people wailing tumultuously. They were professional mourners, no doubt. They'd been hired to come grieve for the daughter that had just died. And he said to them, "Go away. The little girl is not dead, she is sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took hold of her hand, and the little girl rose up. And this report spread throughout all that region. Now, there's no parallel to that story in Mark or Luke, but there's another story of him raising a ruler's child up in Mark 5 and Luke 8, I think. That was a miracle story. Here's another one. You read the Gospels, you get one miracle right after another. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." And when he had entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, now isn't that something? They were crying out after him, "Have mercy on us," and he just went on in his house. The blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, sir." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus warned them sternly, "See to it that no one knows of this."
Folks gonna know. I mean,
well, certainly there were people helping those blind men in the house. I don't think he meant for them to pretend to be blind when they walked out.
But I mean, people are going to know if you've been blind all your life and all of a sudden you see, they're going to ask questions.
You would think. But anyway, when they went out, they did what you were talking about. They spread his fame throughout the whole region. And there's no parallel story to this in Mark and Luke either, though there are other blind men that he healed. Here's another miracle story. As they were leaving, some people brought to him a dumb man possessed by a demon. And after the demon was cast out, the dumb spoke, and the crowd marveled, saying, "Never has such been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees were saying, "He cast out demons by the ruler of demons." Here's another miracle story. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, declaring the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every malady among the people. And here's what I call a love story, not a miracle story. And seeing the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and cast down, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is indeed great, but the laborers are few. So entreat the Lord of the harvest that he send laborers out into his harvest."